And back now with Day to Day. When the television sitcom Scrubs returns for a new season tonight, it will be on a different network, ABC.
Why the switch after 7 years on NBC? Here's critic Andrew Wallenstein with an explanation of a rare TV trend.
How exciting is it that you run this place now? I'm so proud of you. It's like a whole new day has dawned.
Do me a big favor there, Barbu. Get that prescription filled for me.
One chill pill.
It's for you. Unlimited refills.
To understand what happened to this comedy set in a hospital, let's borrow some medical terms. Think of Scrubs as a transplanted heart. It was barely beating for all those years for its donor, NBC. You might say it was deprived of the TV equivalent of oxygenated blood. Marketing. The network was so busy pumping the life out of Scrubs, shuffling around the schedule so much, that it hemorrhaged more and more viewers with each move. But even a faint pulse is enough for ABC, which has flatlined in the comedy department in recent years. So a show that once seemed on life support has been resuscitated in a new body, leaving one question. Can it survive? If TV history is any indication, maybe. Yes, strange as it might seem for a show to suddenly switch networks, it's by no means unprecedented. In fact, some of TV's most iconic shows have changed channels, but for very different reasons, with very different results. Even The Beaver was a lever. After one season on CBS in 1957, it jumped to ABC the following year. Turns out the show's main sponsor, Purina Dog Chow, offered the latter network a sweeter deal. 50 years later, money is still typically the primary factor in network swaps. Just look at the Bravo hit Project Runway, which Lifetime is trying to steal away by paying the producers more, a move that has the two companies battling it out in court. The thing about TV shows is, the longer they run, the more expensive they get to produce. That's why the WB passed on Buffy the Vampire Slayer back in 2001, when it eked out two more seasons on UPN. Same thing happened in 1965 to that sitcom classic My Three Sons. But in that case, ABC's loss was CBS's gain. The show managed to make it seven more seasons. Sometimes a change of scenery can work wonders, as NBC found out the hard way twice during the 1990s. Both Baywatch and JAG floundered for a year at the Peacock network before going on to long, successful runs elsewhere. But more often than not, these kind of swaps are futile attempts to squeeze the last ounce of juice out of an already drained fruit. Taxi, Different Strokes, and Family Matters are just a few of the shows that made for sloppy seconds. Scrubs seems like it's likely to follow in that tradition. Eight seasons is like a century, given most comedies are lucky to last eight episodes. The fact that ABC thinks it can extract value out of Scrubs' last lap speaks to the state of diminishing returns on TV today.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.